hear how Karen Kraus's obedience to God's counterintuitive voice led to success in business.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
Hi, my name is Karen Krauser, and I'm the Chief Excitement Officer of my company called Eye Slices. We manufacture treatment pads for the skin from a patented cryogel polymer technology, and I've been a serial entrepreneur for about 20 years of my life. So I stumbled upon being an entrepreneur, dabbling in all sorts of things. I didn't have any family members in my family who were entrepreneurs, nobody to mentor me or guide me. So I think it was a complete God incident in stumbling upon entrepreneurship as a vocation. And I'm definitely called to being an entrepreneur. I believe that it chooses you as an entrepreneur. It's not something that you could just try and do. It's a way too tough a journey. But it is who I am and all I can imagine doing in my life. So when I first became an entrepreneur, I wasn't really a Christian. So I saw it just as a vocation. But in about 2001, I got saved. And I recall a moment at Rivers Church in something called a Faith Builder Conference, where God very, very clearly gave entrepreneurship to me as a calling. He told me very clearly that I'm called to be a king of provision. I was like, Lord, what is that? And he unpacked that over time, and I understood that I'm called to resource his kingdom using business as a calling. So one night, probably in my first year of being a Christian, God woke me up. I won't go into all the detail, but I had a profound encounter with God in my bedroom. And after that encounter, he led me to a scripture, James chapter 1. And I didn't even know at that point that there was a book of James in the Bible. That's how new a Christian I was. And I remember frantically after this encounter, paging through the Bible, trying to look for this book of James. And I couldn't find it. And I thought at first, I think I imagined this whole thing, or I just ate bad pizza the previous day. And the Holy Spirit just impressed upon me to keep looking. And it was a significant moment in my journey. And it was God setting me up to say, the journey is going to be tough, but find it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. Because he was going to develop perseverance and make me mature, complete, whole, and not lacking anything through the journey of entrepreneurship. So I think decision making needs to be different as a Christian business leader versus a secular business leader, because everything about God and his kingdom is counterintuitive. So while the world says if somebody doesn't perform, let them go, retrench them, discipline them. But often God gives us people as God appointments. He gives us our suppliers, our customers, our resources to steward and to steward for his kingdom. So often God's plans and purposes for us as business owners are not really just bottom line like the world says. It's so much greater than that. And so we need to always go back to the Word of God for our guidance, for our leadership style, for our decision-making as Christian business leaders. So I'm really thankful that God works with each of us as individuals. And God knows I'm an action person. I like to run and to go. So I found in terms of including God in just the daily decision-making and the small things per se, is that I go where the peace of God leads me. So the minute I don't have peace about something, I'll wait. I won't make a decision, and I'll try not to run ahead of God or too far behind God. So I'll go and I'll follow the peace of God, obviously always trying to apply his principles overall in my decision-making and in my daily leadership. But when it comes to some big moments, like I've had some really, really big moments with God, right at the beginning of my journey, God gave me a mandate and he said to me, I want you to trust me for the resources. I don't want you to give any equity away, bond anything, or sign any surety. And I had to build a business that cost millions to build a manufacturing plant, develop technology, develop products. So that was a really, really clear mandate. And I'm really blessed that I've had some really profound encounters with God that have taught me how to hear his voice. I know it's him because it's way too clever. It's way too profound for me to have come up with or thought of. And I would never tell myself not to get any equity partners on board, etc. So I'll go to God on some of those big things very, very specifically or prayerfully and wait for those big answers. And in those moments when God speaks, I know because it is so profound that it is his voice. And then I follow that, whatever he's asked me to do. So I value team and accountability and wise counsel. And my business partner, Toby, is a very, very discerning person. And we won't make any decision, any major decision, without being in total agreement. I also have a group of close friends. Some of them are business owners, that I will take some of these big decisions to prayerfully and ask them to stand with me in prayer and agreement. Some of them operate very powerfully in the prophetic and with words of knowledge, and God is faithful. I mean, you ask and you receive. He says, ask for wisdom and believe you'll get wisdom, and then don't doubt. So I've followed that. Where I get the confirmation, I then just run with it. So the habits that I suggest people apply to their lives, and everybody is going to be different, on a daily basis so that they hear more from God or clearer from God, would definitely be time with God. It sounds obvious, but I love spending time with God, and it doesn't have to be prescriptive. So I love his word. I'm always in his word. His word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a guide. It's an encouragement. It's my daily food. I don't eat breakfast in the morning. I eat the word of God for breakfast in the morning. I love worship time. So I often put on worship when I really want to get intimate with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. I invite the Holy Spirit into my room or into where I'm sitting in my garden. And I just start to dialogue with God. And people have often asked me, how do you know you're hearing from him? And it is just practice and it's habit. At first, I remember thinking, are those my own thoughts or is that God? And you can start to take little things and test it. So I would test that was God and see the fruit of it and see the outworking in my life. And as you do that more and more and more often, you then start to really discern what the voice of God is. And then the word says, I mean, the prophetic, and that is always encouraging. A very helpful tip somebody gave me many years ago is that if something's from the enemy, it comes with condemnation, it comes with fear, it comes with guilt, it comes with heaviness. God's voice is never, ever that. It's always encouraging. Even when he disciplines, when God's disciplining us, it's very gentle and it's full of love. So you can start to discern the different voices that are going on in your head by the nature of God versus the nature of the enemy. So obedience, once I've heard from God very clearly, is not that difficult for me. And I thank God for an opportunity right at the beginning of my Christian walk where God had clearly spoken to me and I was disobedient. Out of fear, I held back. And it was fear of man in that moment. And I regretted it in that moment and vowed that I would never be disobedient ever once I'd heard the word of God and heard a particular instruction from God. So it is something that I value the most with God, and in my walk with God is obedience. The word says obedience is better than sacrifice. So while some instructions may be difficult, I just get on with it. Obedience has definitely resulted in fruitfulness in my business. God gave me particular instructions around shareholding, finance, capital. I started a business with nothing but a canoe and a mandate from God, and this business needed millions. And God gave me very clear instructions on obedience. And there were moments where it was excruciatingly difficult to be obedient to God, but I chose to be obedient to God because I'd heard clearly from Him. And not once, not twice, but multiple times, God has performed miracle after miracle of supernatural provision, setting up this business, setting up the foundations of this business and the provision of this business because of sheer obedience and obviously His incredible omnipotence over the entire business. So I'm very blessed to have a business called iSlices, which is we are now a technology company. So we have a unique dermal delivery system, a patented cryogel polymer technology, from which we manufacture various treatment pads for the skin, from eye treatment pads to face masks to patches for burns and wounds and post-operative recovery. We have our own manufacturing facility. It wasn't the initial plan, but God definitely had a different plan. And what that means is we've got the only global cryogel manufacturing facility in the world. And that's all God, I can assure you. I had no experience developing manufacturing plants. We predominantly export, so about 80% of our turnover is export. We've exported to probably 30 different countries around the world, learned gargantuous lessons out of it, often come back to the drawing board, built new foundations, heard from God about changes and shifts in strategy, and we're still very excited about the business and where we're going in terms of building a global brand.
We appreciate your feedback. Before we go, please share your thoughts on this podcast by leaving a review on the rating section. Remember to subscribe to the Reframed podcast channel and stay tuned for next week's episode.